T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Lord, I pray you give me strength to carry on, 'cause I know what it means to walk along the lonely street of dreams. Here I go again on my own, going down the only road I've ever known. Like a drifter, I was born to walk alone. I've made up my mind.
Can't wait.
I ain't wasting no more time. I'm just another heart in need of rescue.
Whitesnake is your artist of the day.
That version's too hard.
Way too hard. From 12:30, and we were talking about the president earlier today, and this is not about Trump, okay, because we don't talk about the president, we don't talk politics. But his assertion is interesting and could affect all of us. The president saying that schools in the United States should be opened ASAP. Now, in fairness, most schools are, at least in this area, closed. They're done. So they wouldn't be reopening for another 2.5-3 months. So I don't know how you open ASAP when they're already closed for the summer. But there was a study that came out the other day. I think it was 58% of parents are not comfortable sending their kids back to school in the fall. Now, things could change. We have no idea. Things could dramatically change in the next couple of months. Who knows? From the text line, speaking from a teacher's standpoint here, this is 12:30, who writes in, I'm not sure what you think the difference is between a bunch of middle school kids and a bunch of people at the Lake of the Ozarks is. Neither will be practicing social distancing.
Right.
It may be unsafe for everybody to hang out at the Lake of the Ozarks, but it's not going to be any different in a school setting. You're putting parents and students above teacher risk. Dana Wright, thoughts?
I think that there is an inherent risk for anyone in a tight setting, okay? And I have read online and I have heard teachers say it will be impossible to social distance in a school. At every level. Think elementary school. That's going to be like herding wet cats.
Yeah, that would be the
worst.
There's
no way to get a bunch of kindergartners to social distance. You have the problem of parents sending their kids to school when they're sick and saying they're not. Scott, I don't know what the school year is going to look like. I feel for the teachers. I feel for the kids. I feel for the parents. I don't think we can be out forever. I don't think schools can be out forever. But I don't know what the answer is.
Do you think maybe And I'm not advocating this because the last thing I want to do is get this virus, just like most people, I'm assuming. Do you think we just have to suck it up and, you know, you get it. You tried not to get it, but you got it. Sucks to be you. And Maggie, you're going to have to stay at home for a couple more months and just wait till we get herd immunity.
Do you give teachers the option of saying, look, I don't feel safe coming back?
Do teachers quit en masse?
I don't know, Scott.
and say, I'm not coming back.
It's going to be different. You know, let's look at the lifelong 60-year-old kindergarten teacher, second grade teacher. Does that teacher come back? I don't know the answer to that. If it was me, there is no way to social distance in a school.
No.
None.
It's impossible.
There's no way to know who's roaming around transmitting it and who's not.
Mm-hmm. Would you send your kids back in August?
I would.
Okay.
And I think they're going to do everything they can to make it as safe as possible. But think about the lunchroom, Scott. Okay? Let's just start there.
Dan, they won't do the lunchroom.
How the heck are we going to feed these kids?
The way it's going to happen is either you have to bring a homemade lunch from home, obviously homemade lunch. You would have to bring a lunch from home, or you leave classroom by classroom, go to the cafeteria, get your lunch, and you take it back to your classroom. That way they can isolate, if there, God forbid, is an outbreak in a school,
right,
you isolate it to a classroom, not to the school. Does that make sense?
So we still have lunch ladies.
Yeah.
But you will be coming in, grabbing your tray, going back to your home base.
And then, all right, Mrs. Wilkerson, your class can now go to the lunchroom. Okay, right. Mrs. Wilkerson's class back in. Mrs. Smith, your class can now go to the lunchroom.
Which means the teachers don't get a break all day. Your planning period
that is absolutely gone. Right. Yes, that is correct. You literally become teacher and babysitter all in one day.
All day.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And we will not pay you a dime more.
I just don't know how this is going to work. Teachers did not make enough before this. I don't know how this is going to work when we go back. Scott, I just don't.
Do we require students to wear their mask all day except when they're eating their lunch?
I mean, how does that work in band if there is band and maybe there's
not band?
Well,
there won't be band. There won't be band.
Choir? There's no choir?
Well, yeah.
They're singing through the mask. Oh, no, no.
God bless America.
Your muffled A sounds great, Parks.
Sorry?
Is there a pledge of allegiance?
Am I off key?
Is there a pledge of allegiance? We're all talking out loud at once.
To the flag and I
well, we haven't done that for a while anyway.
Yes, they do. Don't start that rumor, Sam.
They still do the
Pledge of Allegiance.
They didn't do it in my high school.
Oh, God.
Here we go.
I poke a bear?
Why? Why don't you go get your hair cut again, nerd? God damn, Sam.
Sorry.
What did you just do?
Okay.
576-7798. Sam, I think we have some callers. Let's take one real quick, and then we'll get to the break.
Let's go to Laura in Overland Park.
Hey, Laura.
Hey, guys. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to talk with you today.
Pleasure's ours. Thank you.
Too.
I just wanted to call in and comment. I have two elementary school-age children, and I'm actually a nurse practitioner. I won't say who I work for. But when this all started, you know, the kids were out of school, and we at my work moved to doing virtual visits 100%. So we weren't having patients come in. I work in the office seeing patients. And my employer just absolutely refused to work with me at all, even though we had the capability to do this at home, you know, while our kids are out of school at least a day a week or 2 days a week. So it put us in a really, just like most families, a horrible situation where we have two kids who aren't daycare age, right? They can't go to daycare.
Right.
They're not old enough to take care of themselves. And so I'm divorced actually. And so my ex-husband, had to stay home 4 days a week, and his employer, you know, luckily worked with him, but he almost lost his job at one point because I was unable to have any flexibility. And so thinking about them returning to school in the fall, I don't know what the solution is going to be, whether I have to cut back my hours and take a pay cut, because it's just such a difficult situation for so many families.
What do you mean your employer refused to work with you, quote, end quote?
Yeah, so I, you know, approached him and said, you know, my kids can't go to daycare. So a lot of our nurse practitioners have younger children in the hospital daycare. Mine weren't allowed to go there because of their age. And then obviously they can't be left alone. I can't take them to their grandparents' house. I didn't want to expose my parents who are older. I didn't want to drop them off at random houses every day. You know, my friends that stay home just because of the exposure risk. And so I approached my employer several times, and I was able to take some vacation time, actually quite a bit, all of it almost, to offset some of the days here and there.
Right.
But yeah, they just said, you know, you are going to have to come in and sit in this closed office. It's not our problem. And basically everyone's dealing with situations. So it was really unfortunate. And I just look forward to the future of what's going to happen. You know, if this is going to be the same situation in the fall.
Well, Laura, do appreciate the call. Thank you for your honesty. 576-7798, 576-7798. Year was 1982. The band was Survivor. The movie was Rocky III, and it was awesome. Mm-hmm. Sam, if we could go ahead.
Oh no, I just, you know, it was a good year.
It was a good year. Sam, if we could, to the phones, please, sir.
Let's go to Sandy, who's calling from way out in the country.
Hello, Sandy, way out in the country.
Hello.
Hi.
I was just trying to put my point across and a thought about the cafeteria workers and the kids going, you know, for each room. Why couldn't they just take and do like they do in a hospital, use the hot cart and have the kids fill out in the morning what they want, or, you know, the previous day, what they want for the next day? I want cookie instead of ice cream, or green beans instead of corn. And then, you know, knowing what the meal preparers are fixing, they can get these all ahead of time and deliver to the classrooms, and the teacher will take the tray and put it back on the hot tray when they're all done.
The first word that popped into my brain was time. When you're asking the cafeteria workers to
deliver,
basically do a delivery meal for 300-400 kids, where you could just bring the kids down and they could go through in a matter of probably 5 minutes per 30, time would be the main thing for me, I guess.
Possible.
I mean, you'd have to start serving lunch at 10, and the last lunch would be served at 2.
Right. Some kids are going to eat right out of the gate.
Oh, you just had breakfast? Suck it.
Sorry. Here's your rosy applesauce.
Oh, your stomach's eating its interior lining? Suck it.
You know, some of this might be fixed, Scott, just by the private sector. There's a story out today that researchers have created a face mask with an electric field that will zap coronavirus on contact. Now, when I hear zap...
Where are you reading this? InfoWars?
When I hear zap, I think of the bug zapper that you have out on your patio. And like the minute coronavirus comes towards your face, you're tased. But that's not what it is. It's out of Indiana University. It comes with an electric current, but it doesn't shock you.
Okay.
The fabric is part of the field of electroceuticals, which is a fusion of the words electrostatic and pharmaceuticals. It's printed with zinc and silver metal dots, and the fabric generates a low-level electric field when it is moist and then kills the virus.
Okay.
I'm sure they're very expensive.
Why is this the first time hearing about this? Why isn't this all over the news?
It says research results determine the virus is fully eliminated within 1 minute of contact with the fabric. Just zaps it.
Whoa.
So when you hear zap, you don't think ride the lightning?
I do think ride the lightning.
So basically this mask makes the virus ride the lightning?
It does.
Huh. Like it rides it.
But I'm sure it is incredibly expensive. But, you know, they're trying. My point is they're trying.
Sam, if ever there was a time to play Metallica's Ride the Lightning, it would have been like about 10 seconds ago.
I'm good. I don't need to hear Ride the Lightning. Just zap it. Zap that virus.
There it is.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
A mask like that, Scott, all kidding aside, would be great in airports, hospitals, schools.
Yeah.
Churches. Casinos. Anywhere you're going where there's a whole lot of people, you'd get that zapper mask and it would just zap it.
Did you see those people gambling over the weekend without their masks on? I'm like, oh my God, what are you
doing? I saw the line stretched around the building to get in.
Man, I thought I had addiction problems.
People are dying to gamble, man. Get me in there. Dying.
God, please let me give my money to you.
I'm no scientist, but if you get too many electrically charged things in one area, don't you have a problem?
I don't know, Sam. Like if multiple coronavirus are coming at you, do you catch on fire? I don't know.
No, I'm thinking of like 200 people being on a plane with these masks inside a already electronically charged tube.
That's a great question. You need to put your phone on airplane mode and throw that mask out the window because this thing's going down with all the zinc masks up here.
Just jump.
Listen here, Captain Sully. We're coming on board.
The good news is you don't have coronavirus. The bad news is the plane's going down.
Right. All comms are down. Phones are exploding.
Hudson River, here we come.
Yeah, you need to read the instructions on that.
576-7798. The news is next. 576-7798. George Harrison.
Guess what today is?
Today is the 25th, I think.
No. 26? Today's the 26th.
Okay.
And it is also World Redhead Day. If you have red hair, today is your day to celebrate. Not clear where the holiday got started, but it has become a big part of the unofficial holiday calendar.
It's not a holiday. It's like saying World Hot Dog Day is a holiday or something.
Well, it is. I celebrate every year. Okay. To help everyone celebrate, here are 10 fun facts about the redheads in your life. Less than 2% of the world's population has red hair. The highest concentration of them is...
Ireland.
Want to guess?
Ireland.
That's number two.
Ooh. Ireland's number two?
Ireland is number two. 10%.
England?
Scotland.
Okay.
Having red hair and blue eyes is the rarest hair-eye color combination possible. The odds of a person having both of those recessive traits is about 0.17%, red hair, blue eyes. Instead, most redheads have brown, hazel, or green eyes. I've heard this before. Researchers believe redheads are more sensitive to pain because of a mutation in a gene that affects hair color. A 2004 study showed that redheads, on average, need about 20% more general anesthesia than people with dark hair or blonde hair. Did you know that? I had heard that before.
No, I had heard that redheads are crazy, but I did not know that they were more sensitive to pain. No, I did not.
A lot of redheads also wind up being left-handed.
I did know that.
But I did not believe. One explanation is that both of these characteristics are recessive traits and often come in pairs. Redheads are less likely to go gray. What else? Redheads are not going extinct.
No, it's a recessive gene. Of course not. I am left-handed. Yes, Will. Will. Yes, Sam. Sorry.
You're left-handed.
So a majority of this show is left-handed.
Isn't that weird?
So you're left-handed, Sam?
Yes.
Rebecca's left-handed?
I was actually just about to say, counting Rebecca, half of the show is left-handed.
Well, but I have reddish hair.
Okay. Okay. You have grayish hair that you dye.
Oh, wow. I have auburn hair with
Dana, stop.
Silver highlights.
Stop. You have gray hair that you dye red, and I'm
I
just
do not
being
have gray hair. If
hell,
I,
you
oh,
don't. Oh my god.
Oh my gosh. If I first of all, it has been like 8 months since I've had my hair colored. I have a few strands at my temples. I have a few strands at my temples. Snorter.
Do
and that's
not.
It.
Okay. Okay. If you're gonna make fun of me right now. Mm-hmm. You need to be very careful. Do not make me screen grab what I'm seeing on Zoom right now. Because you know what? I'm going to do it right now. Here we go.
I have just a little strand right here. Look, at my temples, there are a few
strands
of gray.
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about all those curlers you got in your hair.
I had some rollers in my hair.
Rollers,
rolling that red. I ain't rolling the gray.
Dana, you have no red hair. You are so full of garbage.
I have had auburn hair my entire life.
Dana, stop.
I don't color my hair red.
I'm not saying you color your hair red. I'm saying in all the years that I've known you, which is 20 years, and all the years that we've been doing this show together, which is almost 10, I have never seen anything that even remotely resembles auburn in your hair.
My father, when he grows a beard, it comes in red-ish. It's not red, but it's red-brown.
Okay, I've never seen that on the top of your head.
You and have lost
no,
your
no,
mind.
No, I have not.
Sam, what color is my hair?
I've decided to take to the sideline for this one and just enjoy
no,
the
you,
show.
Because you know it's auburn.
Not COVID. Not COVID. Sam, have you ever detected anything that even remotely looks like red hair on her head? and by the key word there is remotely.
I have never looked at Dana and thought to myself, wow, your hair is red.
Okay.
Because it's not red. It's auburn, which is different than red.
Oh, my God.
And certainly different than gray, because I ain't gray.
You a lie now. Dana, have you gone a little bit gray?
I have some strands at my temples. More than two, less than 100.
Why does it bother you so much that you might be going gray?
Because redheads aren't supposed to go gray. I'm like,
you're
why
not.
Am I getting
oh my God, stop. You're not a redhead.
I know, it's auburn. I thought I would get some of those jeans in there where I just didn't have the gray.
Well, wait, go back to the gray thing. Why does it bother you that you have some gray hairs coming in?
Because I am way too young to have gray hair.
You're 44 years old.
I'm 46 years old, and to me, gray is something that happens in your late 50s.
Well, apparently not when you're a redhead.
Are you guys okay? What is happening here?
I don't know. I never knew we could fight over hair color, but apparently we can.
I just don't understand why you're so concerned about the color of your hair.
I just know what I have, and I am not gray. I know what gray looks like. It's your face.
Okay, I see how
it's all over your face. That's gray.
I see how we're going to play now. I've been told that it makes me look distinguished.
Your gray beard?
Yes.
Yeah, all right.
And the gray, that the little salt and pepper that I have over here on the sides, I've been told that makes me look distinguished. Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? We are friends. Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? But every once in a while, a brother and a sister will argue.
I'm just saying, pepper done left the building. That is just salt, my friends.
Okay, all right. How many times?
Pass the pepper. He doesn't have any. Okay.
All right. I see how we're going to play this game. How many times since this whole thing started have you dyed your hair?
Don't lie. I tried a box.
By the way, wait. Turn your head to your right. What is that sticking out of your hair? It's red.
Pins that hold the rollers.
No,
my hair.
It's right above your ear.
That?
Yeah, that thing.
It's a roller.
Oh. Okay. How many times have you dyed your hair since this whole thing started?
I did a dye kit with my daughter about 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm. And?
And that's it.
One time.
I had it professionally dyed. Yeah, just the one time.
You haven't been to a salon? You haven't done anything? Like when they eased the restrictions, you didn't go running out and saying, you know what?
No, I did not. No, I did not. Because we're working from home. It's like $150 to have it colored. I was like, yeah, let it go.
You didn't do anything?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay, when's your next appointment?
I have not made one yet.
Dana?
True story. No, I haven't.
Dana.
I'm telling you, I'm letting myself go. I'm letting it go, Scott. I'm letting it go.
And where is it going?
Week 10. Who am I dressing up here for? I'm week 10. I'm home with the kids.
I don't know. You tell me. Who are you dressing up for? You got your hair in rollers? I mean.
Well, I'm just as far as like spending the $150 to have my hair colored just seems stupid right now.
Okay. I'm not saying that I don't believe you, but maybe I don't believe you.
And if you're letting your hair go, where are you letting it go to?
Yep. Dana, nobody believes you. I'm just being honest.
I'm telling you, if I had been to the salon, you wouldn't see gray. I have not been to the salon because, trust me, there is gray right there.
Does it bother you that you're going gray? Does it make you feel old or something or what? What's the problem?
I don't love the gray. When I first started seeing like one strand a year ago, I was like, what is that? Go away, Satan. And I would just pull it out.
And now?
Well, I don't know that I could pull it out now.
Did he bring some friends with him?
Satan brought some friends. And then one migrated to my eyebrow, and I don't want to talk about that. I was like, what is that? Oh, my God.
Oh, you should... Well, I'm not going to show you, but when I started getting gray chest hair was when I was like, oh, man, seriously?
Thank you for not showing us that.
It was one thing when I started getting like gray hairs in my beard and stuff or like on the side of my temple. But when I looked down one day in the shower and I'm like, well, there's a million jokes right there. Yeah. When I looked down at my chest in the shower and I saw gray hair on my chest, I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Now I'm my dad.
Here we go. Now you're your dad. I done got gray on that dad bod.
576-7798. She's Dana Wright. Sam Stevie over there. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
To let me know, should I stay or should I go?
This would be the last word on the
if
subject.
You say that you are mine.
I'm not even going to give the number out because I'm afraid Dana might recognize it. But this person writes in and says, I know Dana. Dana is a friend of mine. Dana is in the OJ camp. You tell a lie long enough, it becomes true. Not Auburn.
That last part was in all caps.
Yeah, that's actually true.
Oh, that makes me laugh. Person doesn't know me at all. They are a dirty pirate liar.
Yes, and they're a friend of yours. Mm-hmm. Two words for Dana, Madison Reed.
Madison Reed.
It's a hair coloring company.
Oh.
From Italy. An Italian family's mountain hike took a, speaking of hair, hair-raising turn. Did you see this?
Did you see the video?
I haven't seen the video, but I'll watch it as soon as we get off the air. After a brown bear followed a child down a mountain path during their afternoon out.
Now, real quick, Scott, this is a brown bear that is the size of the adult bear in Grizzly Adams. It weighs 10,000 pounds, and it is following this child.
12-year-old Alessandro can be seen walking slowly towards his stepfather as a brown bear follows closely behind. How close, by the way? I haven't seen the video.
Oh, Scott, he gets within 20 yards.
Oh boy.
And at one point gets up on his hind legs like he's looking at the boy, like, what is going on? And you can hear the stepfather calmly saying, don't run. Keep looking at me. Slowly walk toward me. It's terrifying. But one of the things I asked Sam off the air is, your child is getting ready to be eaten alive by a bear.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the mom that grabbed the cell phone to tape it? Who taped this? Seriously, if you're the child's mother, your first reaction is to tape this encounter?
Alessandra was apparently picking up pine cones in the bushes where the family believes the bear, which they identified as a Marsican brown bear, had been sleeping. Alessandra loves animals and in particular bears. And when he saw the animal, he asked his stepfather to take a picture of him with the bear behind him.
Oh, my God.
Alessandro remained relaxed during the entire encounter, and at one stage can even be heard saying on the video, "This is so cool."
Yeah, that's usually the last thing people say before they get eaten by a bear.
Yeah. Okay.
I can't find any story that says who was taping it, but here's the deal. I'm going to be honest. If that was my child, we'd all be dead because I would start screaming
bloody
murder.
Would you just lose it?
Murder.
Would you have lost it? Yeah.
Yes. I would have run toward it to try and scare it away, like with big arms. You're supposed to do this and look like a crazy person.
Yeah.
To try to get it away from my child.
To look bigger than you really are and all that.
Yeah.
You mean, yeah, okay. Quick sports story from the day. It's from Fox News, so you know it's true. The NFL is planning for a best-case scenario when the season returns this fall. And according to one league official, that includes packed stadiums. Executive Vice President of Football Operations Troy Vincent said over the weekend that the league is planning, quote, to have full stadiums until the medical community tells us otherwise. By the way, I don't know if you saw this. The Chiefs are predicted to win the Super Bowl again.
Well, of course they are.
Second most likely is the Saints, by the way.
Please.
Vincent said that while packed stadiums is the goal, the NFL is also making plans for adjusted capacities depending on the state of the virus when the season begins. Quote from Troy Vincent, "We also know that we have to plan for half stadiums, three quarters. So we're planning for all of these different scenarios, but first and foremost, we are making every effort, working with the medical community. If we can have those stadiums with all people until they tell us otherwise, that's our plan. That is our plan of action." The NFL, of course, has been impacted by coronavirus 19, blah, blah, blah. Anyway. Duh. I think that's all we got. By the way, I watched more golf yesterday than I've probably watched in my entire life.
Come on over. The water's fine.
The insults were great.
Yeah, they were. No, that was rich trash-talking environment right there. And then when Brady ripped his pants, oh, my God, that was classic. It was classic. We got to run, everybody. Thank you for your time. Thanks for joining us on this Tuesday afternoon. Hope everybody has a wonderful evening. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in all of America, the great Sam Stevie III. Hey, put this down. I'm not paying him. My good friend and co-host Dana Wright. I am Scott Parks. And God willing, we are back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe. Be well. Be good. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.